Lots of parents are concerned about their children being exposed to coronavirus in the classroom this fall, but the threat may start before they even get there. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports on what's being done to keep kids safe on the bus ride to school.
William Hendricks wants the back-to-school conversation to consider people like him.
And I have not heard a superintendent mention anything about the drivers. Not one word. I just want them to know what we're going to be going through.
Hendricks has been driving buses in Bloomfield for 40 years. He's also a steward with the Teamsters Local 671. And he'll be doing more work this fall, cleaning the bus up to 6 times a day. And in some cases, he'll be providing masks to students entering the bus.
We care about the kids. We want to get them there safe in the morning. We don't want them to get sick. We don't want the teachers to get sick. But also, we don't want to get sick.
The cleaning and masks fall into CDC guidelines for bus travel, but there are more, including physical barriers between the bus driver and passengers and making foot traffic single direction. And implementing these measures falls to each school district. Hendricks has not heard of his bus liner district providing the plexiglass barriers he had hoped for. And with all this additional work, there's another thing that's left out of the conversation.
You know, they haven't spoken anything about money yet. That's an issue with me. And I think it's an issue with a lot of the other drivers.
Hendricks says the union brought up the idea of hazard pay, but it was never granted. Students in Woodbridge will be entering the bus single file. Christine Syriac is interim superintendent there, and she says students will load back to front and then unload front to back, allowing for more space. A third of students plan to ride the bus this fall, and her district plans to keep the same fleet of buses running, allowing for ample social distancing space.
Students must wear a mask on the bus. The bus driver will have masks in case a student did not have a mask when they were getting on the bus. In addition to that, we will have monitors on the bus for the first 2 weeks of school.
And most districts are employing a monitor, according to Brad Cohen. He is the president of COSTA, the Connecticut Operators of School Transportation Association. The state recommends the use of a monitor, but ultimately that question will come down to money, according to Cohen. And drivers will be left with the rest of the work.
Where there aren't monitors, then the drivers will do the best that they can, but naturally the most important part of their job is to making sure that they get the students to school safely, so they have to keep their eyes on the road.
He says Connecticut guidelines allow for up to full capacity on buses at the moment, given the low rate of virus in the state. But once that infection level goes up, bus capacity will go down to 50%. After the 2 weeks with the monitors, the kids on the bus will only be subject to reprimand once they arrive at school. And for Hendricks, that's a problem.
But if they refuse to wear the mask, you turn the child in. But meanwhile, they're sitting on the bus with no mask all this time. So I don't know, you know, there's something that really needs to be taken another look at.
Depending on how districts choose to regulate the ride to school, it may or may not become another place for the virus to hitch a ride. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.